Please stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Have a seat. Well, again, we continue to talk about thankfulness, and you notice the title of today is God's wishes for us is that we would be thankful. And one of the reasons we should be thankful is, if you notice the our call to worship verse in Jeremiah, is, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. God has plans for us. What God wants for us is good things. Now, to be clear, so we don't get off in the deep weeds, I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I'm sorry, God does not want you to have a Cadillac and a separate, an extra jet and a home and all that. You may get them, but God has a different idea of wanting what's best for us. So He has plans for that, so we should be thankful. He cares enough about us to engineer our lives so that the closer we are to Him, the more thankful we are to Him, the closer we are to being in the center of God's will. So when we talk about thankfulness, there's a methodology to that. There's a meaning to that. Now, interestingly enough, I was given an article from Psychology Today. Now, usually on Sunday morning from the pulpit, you don't hear stuff from Psychology Today. But I've always been fascinated by how much science and faith are not the opposite. They're not the opposite. Everything in science, from the very beginning of science, was designed to figure out how God did it. Did you know that? All of the original science, you name any of them, Galileo, Newton, any of them, they were at least God-fearing people, if not Christians. And their explorations, their study, what they were trying to do is, they started with God did all of this. And they worked on trying to figure out how God did all of that stuff. So all your physical laws that were discovered were, so that's how God did it. Now, a scientist today might disagree with that, but that's just historical fact. So science and faith are not the opposite. They're not. In fact, I would go so far to say that every scientist who does research in any field whatsoever begins by having faith in some of the scientific discoveries of the past. They believe that gravity will do thus and such. So they aren't opposites. So it's not wrong or dangerous to delve into science, but what you need to do is what the original scientists did and try to figure out, in this scientific way of thinking, where's God's hand in all that? So this article in Psychology Today, it was titled, I thought this was great, 7 Scientifically Proven Benefits of Thankfulness. 7 Scientifically Proven Benefits of Thankfulness. You see, some people find it easy to feel sorry for themselves or descend into self-pity. Mentally strong people decide to exchange that kind of thinking for a thankful heart. So I'm even glad the guy's flying by in the helicopter, because he came to hear the service. So wouldn't it be cool if he landed in the parking lot and came out? So there is a literal physical benefit to this idea of thankfulness. And strangely enough, the Bible, I found, backs up every single one of these. So whether you decide to just write a few sentences in your thankfulness journal, remember we talked about that last week. Every day, every morning, every night, jot down something you're thankful for. Or you simply take a moment to acknowledge everything that you have as a form of thankfulness. However you do that, We will have to give that guy a moment to goodbye, because I am not thankful for the noise. But when your church is near an airport, then you deal with it. So seven scientifically proven benefits of thankfulness. So number one, thankfulness opens the door to relationships. Thankfulness opens the door to relationships. Not only does saying thank you constitute good manners, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends. A 2014 study published in a journal called Emotion found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek ongoing relationships. One of the things, I've told you this before, and I love saying this, and I say it everywhere I go, that one of the distinctives of this particular church, if you walk in the door, you are genuinely welcomed. And if you come back again, people, my experience in the last 6.5 years is people are genuinely happy to see you again. And being thankful, that just being thankful that they're here is beneficial to you. It's the COVID, it's the helicopter, but we're God's people, amen? We don't care, we keep going. So thankfulness opens the door to relationships. This study said that when you thank people, it's a benefit to you. So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door open, or you send a thank you note to a colleague who helped you on a project, thank you notes. Do you remember those? They're little paper things that you take. This is a pen, and you write on this piece of paper, and you put this piece of paper in an envelope with a stamp, and you mail it, and somebody gets this little physical note. And have you ever gotten a note from somebody just saying we missed you, or happy birthday, or anything like that? See, we're so used to email and all that. When we get an actual thank you note, it's like, wow. So you could do that, and it makes you feel better. It makes them feel better. So if you just acknowledge other people's contributions, it could lead to new opportunities. So being thankful is healthy for you. But you know, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? In Colossians 3:16, it says this: let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart. So the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell deeply in you, and let it overflow to other people. That's beneficial to you. So one, thankfulness opens the door to more relationships. Number two, thankfulness actually improves physical health. Did you know that? There have been scientific studies that prove this. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people. In a 2012 study in the Personality and Individual Differences Journal, I don't know where they come up with these names, not surprisingly, grateful people are also more likely to take care of their